This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on global commitment for disaster risk reduction. Nepal records 3,556 fresh cases of coronavirus today. 18 more deaths from coronavirus confirmed in the last 24 hours. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa directs concerned agencies to develop security plans considering new forms of crimes. And Johnson & Johnson stops coronavirus vaccine trial after participant gets sick. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of global commitment for disaster risk reduction and mitigation. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction today, Prime Minister Oli said that the government has been working by setting specific goals, policies and action plans for disaster risk reduction. The Prime Minister said the situation after the coronavirus infection has given the message to all to go for a new collective humanitarian world order. Meantime, Prime Minister Oli expressed the commitment to working together with national and international organizations for disaster risk reduction and facing the disasters. On the occasion, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stressed on the need of coming together with all the combined strength and wisdom for reducing the risk created by COVID-19. The Home Minister further said it was necessary to develop and enrich the strategy and action plan for working together to face up the disaster in coming days. He reiterated that making an assessment of our commitment, policies and programs was essential for future course of action. Meantime, National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority's Executive Director Anil Pokhrel and UNDP's representative in Nepal, Richard Howard, underlined the need of operating disaster risk reduction programs with the participation of local people. The Health Ministry has confirmed 3,556 fresh cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal today. The Kathmandu Valley alone registered additional 2,129 cases in the last 24 hours. Speaking at a regular media briefing, Health Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed the cases while carrying out 15,577 PCR tests in various laboratories across the nation. The national tally for coronavirus infection has now raised to 115,358 in Nepal. Likewise, additional 1,503 recovered today, taking total recovery tally to 78,780 in Nepal. Similarly, Nepal recorded 18 more deaths from the coronavirus infection today. With this, the total number of deaths has now climbed to 663. The Health Ministry has also fixed the cost of coronavirus antigen test to 1,000. A spokesperson Dr. Gautam said the antigen test could be carried out at the laboratories permitted by the National Public Health Laboratories. He said the only kits approved by the Department of Health Services should be used for the test. Energy Minister Barsamanpun said that the electricity tariff would be slashed in coming years too. Speaking at today's meeting of the High-level task force, Minister Pun said Nepal Electricity Authority's domestic and industrial consumer tariff was reduced in the current fiscal year, and he said that the power would also be supplied in next year in reduced tariffs. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has directed the concerned agencies to develop security strategies to tackle the cases of crimes caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the virtual program of State 1 on State Level Security Seminar today, the Home Minister directed the concerned agencies to prepare security plans as the new forms of crimes and security threats are being seen following the coronavirus pandemic. Business people have agreed not to increase the price of bottled water now, as per the decisions with the Department of Commerce, Supply and Consumer Protection Management and business people, an agreement has been made not to hike the price of bottled water. The department said that the decision was taken until further decision over a complaint filed at the parliamentary committee regarding the price increment of drinking water. Department's information officer Ravindra Acharya said that they also agreed to immediately issue a public notice to withdraw the recently increased price of the drinking water. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. The Tribhuvan University, TU, has asked its agitating teachers to withdraw their protest programs and seek solution through dialogues. Issuing a notice today, the TU has assured to resolve the issues put forth by the part-time teachers through dialogue and discussions. The part-time teachers are agitating, expressing their reservations on additional class management guideline 2020. The telephone service has been disrupted in two rural municipalities of northern part of Humla district since 5 days. The technical problem occurred and SIM code 8-based tower of Nepal Telecom deprived the locals of communication service. The Kosi Hospital COVID-19 Treatment Center has begun plasma therapy service to treat severely ill COVID-19 patients. The service at the Gabanchan Hospital began with the plasma donation by the hospital's manager Gyan Bahadur Basnet on Tuesday. The hospital has 80 beds for the COVID-19 patients, including intensive care units and ventilators as well as isolation units. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News. Now onto some international updates. Johnson & Johnson has announced that it has temporarily halted its COVID-19 vaccine trials because of one of its participants had become sick. The pause means the enrollment system has been closed for the 60,000 patient clinical trial, while the Independent Patient Safety Committee is convened. The J&J Phase 3 trial had started recruiting participants in late September, with a goal of enrolling up to 60,000 volunteers across more than 200 sites in the U.S. and around the world. U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to the campaign trail less than 2 weeks after testing positive for coronavirus. Thousands gathered at an outdoor rally in Sanford, Florida, where a defiant Mr. Trump made the first of 4 planned campaign stops over the next 4 days in battleground states. His rival Joe Biden, speaking in Ohio, accused the president of reckless behavior since his diagnosis. The president and rival Joe Biden are scrambling to secure votes with 3 weeks until the 3rd November presidential election. Suspected jihadists have killed 12 soldiers in 2 attacks in central Mali. The first attack occurred overnight on an army base in Sokora, killing 9 soldiers. The army in the statement said 3 others were killed nearby on Tuesday morning as they headed to the scene of the first attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and Gandaki Province, and it will be mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on global commitment for disaster risk reduction. Nepal records 3,556 fresh cases of coronavirus today. 18 more deaths from corona infection confirmed in the last 24 hours. Home Minister Rambadu Thapa directs concerned agencies to develop security plans considering new forms of crimes. And Johnson & Johnson stops coronavirus vaccine trial after participant gets sick. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this app, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.